This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. A Cherokee County grand jury indicted three current and former Cherokee County Department of Social Services employees last week on more than three dozen felony and misdemeanor charges. Former DSS Director Cindy Palmer, former Child Protective Unit Supervisor David Hughes, and former DSS Attorney Scott Lindsay are accused of separating children from parents without the oversight of a judge. The indictments come after more than 2 years of investigations by state and federal authorities. Joining us now is Kate Martin, investigative reporter for Carolina Public Press. Welcome back, Kate.
Thank you for having me distantly, Frank.
Well, it's good to have you ordinarily in the studio. You've talked about this case a number of times in the studio. Now you're on the phone, but do remind us, because it's a somewhat complicated case. So tell us what this case is all about.
Right. So over the course of several years, at least since 2014, according to the indictments, workers with Cherokee County's Department of Social Services Child Welfare Unit used a document called a custody and visitation agreement to separate children from their families. They told the families that this document had the force of law, but in fact, it actually didn't. Normally, you're supposed to go through a judge and possibly use lawyers to have children, have parents' rights taken away to take their children, but that didn't happen in these cases.
All right, so you've got a case where, for one reason or another, a child and a family has come to the attention of the Department of Social Services, mm-hmm. Child Protective Services. They come in, and then for one reason or another, and we'll get to that in a minute, say you have to sign this document, and that means you will relinquish custody of your child after you sign this document, and you have little or no choice. Have I characterized that right?
Well, just to be absolutely clear with the readers or the viewers or the listeners here, this is only happening in Cherokee County, as far as I can tell.
Right.
So it's not widespread. I have no evidence that it's happening elsewhere, although if anybody else thinks it is, please give me a call. What they did is they would approach a parent with this document and say, if you don't sign this, we're going to put your kid in foster care really far away and you'll never see them again. And if you're in a small community like Cherokee County and maybe, you know, you haven't had access to maybe even the internet or you don't know all of your rights when it comes to child welfare, these people in those communities, the child welfare workers, have a lot of power, and they might have been scared enough to sign the documents. And in fact, that's what happened in many cases.
And ordinarily, this process is supposed to take place. Legally, it would take place with the oversight of a judge. You wouldn't do it just within the Department of Social Services.
Right. I mean, if the Constitution guarantees parents wide latitude in how they raise their children, and when the government takes your children away, you know, the government has to take, you know, follow certain steps. Among those is ensuring that a judge oversees the process to make sure that the parents' rights are being considered. And there's lawyers on behalf of the child, on behalf of the Department of Social Services. The parents, if they can afford it, might also hire a lawyer, but it's typically a pretty, you know, it's overseen by a judge. And in this case, it didn't happen.
Right. And these charges involve just that. In this case, allegedly, they didn't happen. So tell us about the three officials who have been indicted.
Right. So first you have David Hughes. He was the Child Protective Services Unit Supervisor at Cherokee County DSS for 7 years. So he's the one who would have overseen what all of the Child Protective Services workers were doing. Scott Lindsay was the attorney for Cherokee County DSS for more than a decade. And then Cindy Palmer, she's the former director of Cherokee County DSS and had worked there since the late 90s. She had worked her way up from like an entry-level position all the way up until when she became the director in 2016. And just so you know, Cindy Palmer is also the wife of the elected sheriff, Derek Palmer, and she remains employed as the business officer there.
So she is still employed with DSS. The other two are no longer with
Correct.
DSS. All right. Let's talk about the particulars. You've given us an overview of this case, kind of what it involves. What are the particulars now? What are they charged with?
So there's three charges that all three of them have. One of them is obstruction of justice. The other is contributing to the delinquency of a minor. And the third is willful failure to discharge their duties. And I'm going to go over all of those. willful failure to discharge duties, it speaks to the extensive training that each of these people had in their respective fields to perform their job, and that they had all of this training either as a lawyer or child protective services supervisor or as a director of a DSS agency, that they had all of this training. And then, according to the state attorney general, also then participated in using the CVAs anyway, is a willful failure to discharge their duties. The other charge is contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and that speaks to these officials enabling children to be away from their parents unlawfully. And the third is obstruction of justice, because using the CVA circumvented the normal legal process of getting a judge to sign off on the agreement. Now, separately, Cindy Palmer, she faces a charge of felony perjury for, according to the attorney general, lying to a judge in a 2018 custody hearing when she said that the first time she had ever heard of a CVA was in December 2018.
All right. And can you give us a specific example of what this would have looked like, of what a separation process looked like on the ground, a specific case?
Right. So I talked to a parent. Her name's Tienda Rose Phillips last year. And I asked her, like, why did you sign this? What happened to you when they approached you with this document? And she told me that she had resisted for a while, and she thought that the documents were sketchy. But then, quote, when you have someone who you think is over you and threatening foster care, who you know can take your kid, you kind of do what they say. You kind of feel like you have no choice. And so a while later, she approached an attorney. And basically the attorney told her that everything that they said to convince her to sign the document had been a ruse, and that, the document, it granted the woman's mother temporary custody to take the kid out of state for a trip. And she didn't even find out that the document was not legitimate until after the son had come home. And she said the trouble and the tears and stuff threatening to put my child in a foster care home was all fake.
So can you give us, just in terms of the investigation, how many children and families are we talking about involved just in this investigation?
Just involved in this particular legal process, it's 20 separate instances, which can include multiple children, so it's about 24 children.
Well, but how long has this been going on? Because there's a sense that this may have been going on longer than even the scope of the investigation.
Correct. The investigation by the State Bureau of Investigation, and then now prosecuted by the state attorney general, those charges speak to events as early as 2014, but there's also a civil lawsuit going through federal court, and the attorneys in that instance believe it's possible that this could have been going on for at least a decade.
Well,
I don't have any evidence of that.
No evidence, but it may have been going on that long. And has anyone speculated about how many children could have been involved?
Right. It could be over 100. I mean, again, that's speculation on the attorney's part until they come to me with evidence that might have actually occurred. But the attorney, Scott Lindsay, said that he initially acquired the custody and visitation draft agreement from a school of government training that he took in 2007 or 2010. So if that's around when he got it, and I'm not saying the school of government gave him that, because I'm almost sure they didn't. They would not have done that. But that's where he is saying he got it. He may have gotten it from another lawyer, perhaps, or I don't know.
So he says he found this agreement and said, hey, look at this, goes to his boss and said, we can use this. That's when the trouble starts. We're not sure when that actually began. But talk about motives. I mean, why do this? What's going on here? Do we know? Does anybody know?
That's what I want to know, too. I mean, I can speculate a lot, and I know a lot of other people have, but I don't have any evidence for that. But I am certainly looking for what reason they could have done this for.
It went on for at least some time, according to the scope of this investigation, but not the first time the Cherokee County DSS has been under investigation for unusual child custody practices, right?
Well, I mean, this has been going on for a long time. So, I mean, you might have thought that you've heard about this before, but that's because it's like the same prolonged investigation.
Let me see. And again, you touched on this earlier, but how widespread might this be? Is there a sense that this might be going on in other counties? I mean, for instance, are investigators looking into the possibility that this might be happening elsewhere?
In late 2018, back in December, the State Department of Health and Human Services found out that this was happening in Cherokee County, and they sent out an all-county bulletin like, hey, if you guys are doing this, please stop and let us know immediately if you are. And my understanding is that they never heard back from another county. I've been tipped off by various people that it might be happening in this or that county, and after looking into it, it's just not happening. I mean, basically, if there's ever a judge involved, you know, that's not what happened in Cherokee County. They got parents to sign the custody and visitation agreement, and they immediately stopped all services, and there was no judge involvement at all.
All right. And what's next in this investigation and the criminal investigation that you're talking about?
Right. So, assuming the courts, who knows what's going to happen with coronavirus, but my understanding is that in the late summer, the defendants will appear before a judge, possibly to plead guilty or not. My understanding from speaking with Cindy Palmer's lawyer, Miles Hart, is that her intent is to plead not guilty.
All right. And just very briefly, Cindy Palmer's husband, you mentioned Cherokee County Sheriff Derek Palmer. He's also been under investigation, but for different, not involved in this case, right?
Right. He's the sheriff in Cherokee County. And the two issues that I'm aware of are they have to do with his jail. The first one was the death of an inmate named Joshua Shane Long. He was arrested, put in the jail, and died several hours later of what ended up being a meth overdose, according to the death certificate. The question is whether jail deputies provided him with adequate medical care. When he was arrested, a deputy said that he had ingested something from sort of like an Altoid tin right before he was taken into custody. And then when he collapsed, there was a delay from when the Flight for Life helicopter arrived and before it eventually left to fly him to a hospital.
All right, Kate, we're going to take a break right here. Kate Martin, you're going to have to cut it off right here. Kate Martin, investigative reporter for the Carolina Public Press. Thanks, Kate. There's more just ahead. Stay tuned.